The United Nations has launched an urgent appeal to provide food, shelter, and medical care for Palestinian refugees in Gaza and the West Bank. This is the sixth time since the Intifada broke out in late 2000 that the United Nations Relief and Works Agency has launched an emergency appeal for Palestinian refugees. The head of the agency, Peter Hansen, says it needs $103 million until the end of the year to help more than 1 million Palestinian refugees who have no other means of support.
We're all excited about the roadmap and hope it will bring us forward. But even if peace would break out tomorrow, we can look forward to an unfortunately long period of great needs on the part of the Palestinian population. We are still talking about a humanitarian crisis that shows very few signs of abating. If anything, matters have gone from bad to worse over this period.
He says money is needed to provide food, repair damaged houses, and create jobs. The United Nations Relief and Works Agency has a yearly budget of $400 million. With that, it provides education, health, and social services to more than 4 million Palestinian refugees throughout the region. But Mr. Hansen says the regular budget is not enough to deal with the economic crisis that has hit the territories since the beginning of the Intifada 32 months ago. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.